Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to a post-game morning after edition of the Junkyard Dogcast. I'm Jordan Hill. With me this morning is Rusty Mansell. We are recapping one of the wildest national championship games I know I've ever seen, and I think that's the sentiment with a lot of people. Georgia 65, TCU 7. Bulldogs put it on TCU for their second straight national championship game. Wanted to hop on with Rusty this morning, talk a little bit about what we saw last night, takeaways, and again, back-to-back for Georgia, first program to do that since Alabama in 2011-2012. Rusty, just what did you make of last night, the way Georgia dominated that game and how that played out where Georgia gets its second straight title?
I think you get to where you understand now what Kirby's built. I mean, this roster, they've had some injuries. They had, 15 people leave draft picks last year, 15 or 16, whatever it was. And I think you understand from where Kirby Smart started in that first press conference to where he got to last night, the most lopsided national championship game ever. Last night it was complete dominance. I think me and you sensed it when we saw TCU in person. So I don't know if this team's going to go toe-to-toe with what we know and what we see every day. But I think the overall picture is Georgia's back-to-back champions. But I think you understand now what Kirby Smart has built and what he is sustaining.
The thing to me that blew my mind, you know, after the fact, some of the stats we saw, you mentioned most lopsided national championship game. It was the most lopsided bowl game in bowl game history. Crazy. As far as the score, and that was for all the marbles. I'm trying to think back and really put my finger on when I knew this thing was getting out of hand, and I think it was probably Javon Bullard's second interception, because, yeah. I mean, what a performance by him. He has all three turnovers, but when they got that pick right before halftime, they were already up, I think, 31-7 at that point. Short field, you were like, this is going to get ugly, and it did. And the thing that blows my mind even now, a day later, thinking about it, they put the second string in. You know, they did everything they could to kind of run that out, and it didn't matter. Branson Robinson's breaking runs. Yeah. Carson Beck made some good throws. It was just total domination by a team that had done it for most of this season and ends the year on a really high note.
I think one thing you look to, you start talking about people making plays. Javon Bullard, 3-star. Lyle McConkey, 3-star. Stetson Bennett, a walk-on. So you start talking about the ability to develop, not only when you bring in these Keely Ringos and Darnell Washingtons, they were able to mix these guys. I mean, I always think about Eric Stokes, who was a 3-star. He wound up being a first-round draft pick. So Kirby's got all angles. He can sell. You know, you come here, we're going to develop you. And I think even with our message board, you know, now that if Georgia signs a 3-star, they're not griping about it. They're like, look, well, I trust our staff, you know, and that's the kind of message. But Georgia did not miss a beat. I thought Carson Beck threw a couple of good balls. That's going to be the focus of the offseason. With so much talent coming back, all eyes are going to be on that job. And certainly Carson Beck has a leg up going into the spring. So we'll see if any of those other guys. I talked to someone close to the program last night. They said, I'm telling you right now, Georgia's got three really good quarterbacks. All three of those guys can play. So it's going to be interesting how the dynamic works, who gets the snaps, who's here, say maybe next December, because those are some really, really talented. Oh, by the way, they have the number one quarterback in the country in 2024 sitting in the stands last night, and Dylan Raiola. Crazy.
Yeah, the embarrassment of riches at this point, just the cup kind of running over with Georgia's talent. Let's talk a little bit about what we saw and heard post-game. I think you were in the locker room, Rusty. Mm-hmm. I kind of popped around with the breakout interviews and also sitting down when Stetson and Kirby talked with the media and Javon Bullard as well. You know, that was a look at Kirby after that game. You could kind of tell the pressure was off. He was cracking jokes.
Yeah, he was. told somebody leaving, I said, that's the Kirby Smart I know. People, you know, I heard Matt Luke in an interview say, I wish people knew Kirby, like kind of how he does now that he's away. You know, Kirby's always very guarded, calculated in press conferences, but that press conference last night was cutting up, popping jokes about Pappy and, you know, with Stetson, and that's who he is, you know, that people don't get to see. The main thing I took out of the locker room, you know, I talked to Nazir Stackhouse, first thing he said, I'm coming back. And he said, look, we're, you know, I'm trying to improve my draft status. We're trying to go back to back to back. I mean, they just had walked off the field, and the players were saying, we're trying to go back to back to back. So it just tells you the culture that Kirby's built.
And something that I want to write, excuse me, out of this in the next few days, especially on defense.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, Jamon Dumas Johnson, sophomore. Smile Munden, sophomore. Jalen Walker, true freshman. Bear Alexander had an incredible game, and he was a true freshman who, you know, for a while really wasn't, you know, playing a ton and his contribution.
Kind of reminds you of Jordan Davis. You know, it took Jordan Davis until that post-bye week, his freshman year against Florida, for him to kind of get meaningful minutes. And it's almost ironic because the same number, similar path. Now he is, you know, last 25% of the season, he starts coming in making plays.
You know, looking to some of the post game, really good stuff from Stetson. He was asked about being compared to some of the great quarterbacks in Georgia history, and he kind of said that it's up to people to sort of decide how they feel about that. But he did say, you know, essentially he was honored to be in that category. And I mean, how could he not be? I mean, the way he has played, and especially how he plays in all those big games. And I mean, again, Stetson was just one of several Georgia players last night who put up video game like numbers. I mean, it just looks so easy, and obviously it's not that easy, but I think he winds up with 6 total touchdowns. He ties the college football playoff national championship game record for points responsible for with Joe Burrow.
That's crazy.
And that's a pretty high standard to have to hit. What do you take away from the way this ended for Stetson Bennett? We've talked so much about his story, but for it to have ended the way it did in the dominating fashion it did with Stetson.
I mean, you look at Todd Monken, what he did last night, dialed it up, and then they put this game plan together. I don't know if you heard Kirby say, he said he felt good about the offense. He said, I feel like we can do some things here. And Stetson Bennett goes out and executes. He makes the checks. They go max blitz. He knows what's coming. He jukes the guy out, makes a hell of a play. So I think a combination of Stetson Bennett knowing what's going on, high football IQ, you know, just a very confident player. Then you got Todd Monken that knows he can call anything in his playbook because his quarterback's not going to get you in trouble. That's how you end up with 65 points in a game.
15-0 for Georgia. They become the second team in the SEC to do that, with LSU doing it back in 2019. Very impressive, obviously, close to the season. And I hate to do this one day after 2022 season ends, but let's talk a little bit about 2023. I think one of the entertaining things about last night was, as that game got out of hand, you had people, you know, like on Twitter, looking at different things, and people started to look at the 2023 schedule who had not looked at it before.
Yeah.
It sets up really well for Georgia going into next year. Obviously, the big question will be Brandon Adams calling us out. Appreciate it. But you look at the schedule, and obviously the question you had mentioned about quarterback will persist. But they're set up really well to have success again this next fall.
I think people don't realize that the SEC took away the Oklahoma game. So Georgia tried to have a schedule, but losing that game in Norman and you replace it with Ball State, you got UT Martin a couple of games. If you don't like Georgia, you're probably not going to look forward to football season next year, because it's going to be a lot of Georgia overload. They're going to dominate the offseason. I'm interested in the message, Kirby. He's going to have to get it. You know, the subject's going to have to be talked about really quickly, about how much people are going to be them. You'll be the media darlings in the offseason. And as we fast forward into SEC media days next year, when Kirby and those guys walk in, it's going to be all eyes on Georgia.
Yeah, you know, there will be a few challenges along the way. Tennessee,
sure.
Ole Miss at home, and then obviously you would have the SEC championship game, whoever wins the West, but sets up very well for Georgia. Going to be an interesting next few days and next few weeks as it goes with Georgia. Already had Jalen Carter announce he's going to the NFL. Keely Ringo basically said last night that he's leaning toward declaring. He said he was going to take some time and kind of decide on that. What do you sort of expect these next few weeks to be as we kind of monitor these situations and figure out a little bit more about who is going to be doing what in 2023?
Well, I think that for you and I, the next couple of days, we're going to find out who goes in the portal for Georgia, because they're going to lose some players. Would you be naive to say they're not going to? So who leaves? They keep all their key pieces. You know, I would have to guess at least five or six players are going to go. Who's that going to be? We'll find out. The one thing I can say that Kirby can tell these guys, if you wait, you stay around, all you got to do is play 1 year at Georgia. All you got to do is play one. So we'll see the next couple of days for us quickly as portal, as I think the celebration, they're doing the celebration Saturday. I already saw it's going to be like 44 degrees.
The thing to keep in mind, too, with the portal and with that news is just that it's going to still be busy. There'll still be plenty of things going on, and we'll obviously keep an eye on that these next few weeks and really the next few months as we go into the offseason. All right, let's kind of give our parting thought on this championship game, this run. I'll start with what was definitely pointed out on our message board to me last night. I had said multiple times, you know, I think this would be a competitive game. I don't think Georgia can just name its score. I was wrong. They dominated. I felt really good going into that game about Georgia's ability to score.
Yeah.
But I thought TCU, I thought Max Duggan, they would be able to make plays, and they didn't. I mean, they had one play that went 60 yards on a miscommunication with Keely Ringo and Javon Bullard. And outside of that, they did practically nothing. So just total domination on the part of Georgia. They earned this one. They're undefeated. They are national champions yet again. And very fun return for me back on the beat, getting to cover this team. And again, it's going to be another interesting offseason because it's going to have a lot of news, and there's going to be a lot of happen coming out of this championship. So, Rusty, what are your parting thoughts when you think about this championship?
I mean, I'm kind of like Kirby. If I'm going to recruit people to the beat, I'm going to tell you, get to cover big games. You get to go to big games. So I'm sure that's a sell to you coming back. But, you know, I just think I can't kind of get past what they built here. I mean, what Kirby's got. This is not going away. It does not mean they're going back to back to back, but somebody's going to have to knock Georgia out, and they will at some point. But, man, every single game next year, every single every time they take the field, the entire country will kind of want to pay attention to what's going on in Georgia. And right now, Georgia's that team.
Talked about for a long time that Georgia was seen as a sleeping giant.
Yes.
Well, the giant is wide awake.
Yes.
And at this point, they are the class of college football. So we're going to get out of here. We are actually a few minutes away from a press conference with Kirby Smart, Javon Bullard, and Stetson Bennett. I have a chance to sit down with them. And again, we'll have plenty of stories out of these next few days. We'll have plenty of content as we wrap things up out in Los Angeles. Very fun time. Appreciate everybody who followed all our stuff, who listened and watched and took in all the content. It was a blast for all of us. It was a good time, but I think Rusty would probably agree with me that it's about time to get back to Georgia, kind of get settled in.
I'm ready to roll. I'm ready. This weather is supposed to be sunny in California, man. Right here, it's raining all week.
We got sold a bill of goods out here. It wasn't quite that case, but fun time nonetheless. But we'll get out of here on that. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, take care.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.